out of the doctor's lounge and notice the nurses changing shifts. The whiteboard that hangs right in front of the nurse's station is being tended to by Gail, the head nurse in charge during the 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. shift. She's making sure she writes all the notes for the day nurse who is coming in to relieve her. "I'm off," I tell Gail, and she looks over her shoulder at me. Her black scrubs have prints of colorful band-aids all over them. "See you tonight," she replies, and I nod my head. "Just so you can be ready and prepared," she moves the paper in her hand toward me, "my Christmas scrubs are coming out." I groan. I might have to take this up with HR. I stop and tell her, and she just smirks at me. "I don't know if I can work in these conditions." "I'm just giving you the heads up so you can properly prepare yourself." "I'm going home right now and getting scrubs that are the color of the Grinch." She tosses her head back and a bark of laughter comes out of her, making her light blonde bob move just a touch. "That will look like snot," she states. "Highly do not recommend." She smiles. "But I don't know what the cool kids are wearing these days. You do you." "Great," I mumble as I walk out of the swinging doors of the emergency room and head for the front of the hospital. The hustle and bustle of morning has people arriving as I head out after my 12-hour shift. Nothing like walking out into the bright hot sun after spending the night going crazy in the darkness that is the emergency room night shift. I squint just a bit as I head over to the side of the parking lot where the staff parks. I rummage through my big purse, tossing things aside and grabbing my keys and unlocking the door to get in. I start the car and roll down the windows as I pull out of the parking spot. Stopping at the closed barrier to scan my parking pass, I wait for it to open up so I can drive through. I pull out of the parking lot, turning on the radio and listening to the non-Christmas songs as I make my way home. After a long night shift, I'm ready to be in my apartment. I drive up to my apartment complex, park in my assigned spot, and wait for the window to roll up. I grab my bag and head toward the stairs that lead up to my door. The stairs open to both sides. Each floor has two apartments on it, four floors per unit. I walk up the two flights of stairs, finally making it home. The rug at the door is a gift from my brother Jack and his wife, Evie, when they came to stay with me for a week on their way to New Zealand. Jack and Evie met when they were both in the hospital at the same time for cancer treatments. They became the best of friends. They even had nicknames. Jack was called Jumping Jack, and Evie was called Easy Evie, because she was so easy to make happy. Jack was lucky that our father could afford the treatment. Evie's family were not as lucky, but my father made it possible that she got treatment also. They only found out when they both turned 16 that our dad made it so Evie could afford the care. From then on, they were even more attached at the hip. Then it quickly went past the best friends stage, and they finally caved to their feelings. She and Jack finally got married 6 years ago and are looking at adopting their first child. Welcome-ish. Depends on who you are and how long you plan to stay. I press my coat into the door pad and wait for the lock to unlatch before turning the handle and stepping in. The shades are still drawn from when I left 13 hours ago. I dump my bag off at the door and kick off my sneakers. I make my way over to the living room, opening up the blinds before walking into the kitchen and doing the same thing to the window by the table. I walk into the back of the apartment, where my room is, heading straight for the shower. Opening the glass door, I turn on the water before undressing out of my scrubs. I let the warm water wash over me as I put my head back and water runs down the nape of my neck. I close my eyes and exhaustion washes over me. Getting out, I grab a towel, wrapping my hair up in it before grabbing my white robe. I walk over to the chest of drawers and take out a pair of boxer shorts and a tank top before returning to the kitchen and opening the fridge. I move things out of the way, trying to decide what to eat for dinner. It's breakfast for certain